Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 240 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our recent getaways. Hers to a resort outside of San Antonio and mine to Omaha, Nebraska. We're going to talk about a book that she loved, a podcast I loved, and so many other things. If you haven't already, we would love it and be so grateful if you would subscribe to our podcast on whatever podcast app that you use. Leave us a review if you're so inclined, and by all means, stop by our Amazon store and see some of the things that we like and use a lot. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, here we go with episode 240. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we are back from our week away.
Yes, we had a little week of vacation. Somebody messaged me and said, hey, I was about to clean the house and there's not a podcast. Is it a user error on my part? Which I thought, I appreciate that because I would totally get that. I'd be like, well, I've clearly screwed something up. Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, we actually did take a week off. That's where we have been.
We did. And we started our week off, or we approached the week off, not with really solid plans, at least not on my end. But it developed into a week of some plans, which we'll get to later. But you and Caroline actually had quite a week of plans.
We did. Well, we had planned a long time ago, like back in February, I had looked up, because back when we were still in the thick of COVID, hotel rooms were a really good deal. And so there's a really nice resort here called La Cantera. And so she and I had decided what we wanted to do, because we had said we wanted to do a mother-daughter trip. But we kind of were like, but what do we want to do? Just lay out by a pool. So I was like, well, what if we just stay here? Because back when I booked it, I was like, I don't know what's going to be open or where we can go. Plus, we needed to do a lot of shopping for like dorm stuff and college stuff. So we went out to La Cantera, which is a great resort here in town. And we had a spa day. I'm going to tell you, they have a spa out there called Loma de Vida. And you can just go out there for the day. And I'm going to tell you that that is going to become part of my regular self-care regimen.
That sounds delightful. Yeah.
We did that all day Tuesday. And it was the nicest because we had massages there. But then they have like their own private infinity pool that looks out over the hill country. And they have a vitality pool that's like a heated, like really heavy, like salt water and mineral pool that you can get in.
I feel like a vitality pool is, if there were two words that belong in Melanie Schenkel's love language lexicon, vitality pool would be something you would need to include for sure.
That is right. Mm-hmm. That is right. I mean, I got in the vitality pool probably three different times throughout the day. I felt like I was made for
it. Could you see a difference in your skin immediately when you got out?
Immediately. I did the herbal steam room. I mean, I took full advantage of the whole spa experience. It was really nice. And so it was just fun. We got to get away and we shopped. And I'm going to tell you that currently our guest bedroom where I record the podcast looks like a staging room for a dorm situation.
I mean, we have
pillows and bath mats and towels and different things in boxes. And anyway, and then today another huge box from Amazon showed up and I was like, what on earth is happening? And I opened it and it was like a laundry basket that we'd ordered, but it was they had put it in a box that I swear you could ship me in if you needed to. Like, it's the biggest. Well, so we had a great time. We hung out by the pool. We read books. We talked about life and, you know, I tried to impart all my last, you know, my pep talks about life.
Yes.
I'm sure she appreciated. And so that's what we did. Hey, y'all, taking a break to tell you about Monk Pack granola bars. Healthy snacks have a bad reputation. And let's be honest, most of them don't taste very good. That's why they have a bad reputation. They don't fill you up and they certainly don't satisfy your cravings. And sometimes it's so hard to know if they're really as healthy as what they say they are. This episode is sponsored by Monk Pack, who makes snacks that taste like our favorite sugary treats, but with 1 gram of sugar or less. Monk Pack Keto Granola Bars contain just 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle, but also the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better, that's me, or cut back on sugar and carbs, also me, without sacrificing taste. I'm really trying to eat healthier and choose better snack options during the day, especially during summer when I'm home so much, and Monk Pack bars are the perfect solution. They have a soft and chewy texture, and they come in delicious flavors like coconut cocoa chip, maple pecan, and peanut butter, so there is a flavor that fits no matter what my mood is or what I'm craving. Personally, the dark chocolate sea salt is my favorite. It's a perfect quick breakfast, it's a great snack in the middle of the day, or a late night treat when I'm hungry and I want to eat. In addition to being keto-friendly, the bars are also gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, and non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar, alcohols, or artificial colors. They really taste incredible, and you can't beat the low-sugar nutrition or taste they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store by getting Monk Pack delivered right to your door. Try it for yourself, and you'll see. We have a special deal for our listeners. You can get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code BIGBOO at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product, then enter the code BIGBOO at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. It would be the best snack for these kids that are home all summer long and always hungry. Monk Pack is delicious, nutritious food that you can count on. But then on the other end of the spectrum, you and Alex Hudson had quite the week.
We really did. And it was not planned at all. Like, I think we recorded the podcast the last time on a Monday, and it was the Monday that State was playing Notre Dame in the last game of the Super Regional. It was, we had won a game, they had won a game, and game three was going to decide who won the Super Regional and went to the College World Series. So we recorded the podcast that afternoon, and I don't remember, I cooked supper or whatever. We sat down to watch the game that night, and in the second inning, State hit, well, had tons of hits, but State got 6 runs. And I got a feeling, like, and I said, I'm going to go get my computer for just a second. And I mean, I like to look for a hotel room. I started kind of looking at hotels and all that kind of stuff. And I looked at Alex and I said, hey, if we win this game, do you want to go to Omaha? And he was like, yeah.
And he said no. He said no,
I'm not interested.
I'm not interested.
So we knew he had to get permission from his football coach because they're in workouts, you know, for summer. So, and then I talked to David, who I knew would not be able to go because he was off the back half of this past week because we had friends coming to town. So I knew he would have work the first part of the week. And so anyway, but I talked to him and said, what do you think about Alex and me getting in the car and coming to Omaha? And he said, is this one of those things where tickets are like $1,000? And I was like, no, this is actually not one of those things. So not for the first part of the week. And so he was like, yeah, I think that sounds great. So I lived my best life before we left for Omaha because Alex had work last Saturday. So we couldn't leave until after he got off at 2 because I felt like it was some like weird mixed message thing to tell him to like not go to, you know. So anyway, so we left here on Saturday afternoon. We drove to Springfield, Missouri, which is about eight and a half hours. I had, listen, I packed a cooler. I had water. Like, how do we stop as little as possible? Had waters and Spindrifts and all that in the cooler. We had a bag of snacks that I'd gotten at Target.
Nice.
We thought it through. We drove to Springfield, spent the night, got up the next morning. And it probably goes without saying, but like that night in Springfield, I feel like I slept. I took about 16 naps, but I never really slept because there was every worst case scenario. Like I'm finally going to fall in a deep sleep and I'm going to wake up too late and we're going to not be able to get to Omaha in time. We're going to miss the game. So then we got up and we drove to Omaha. We stopped in St. Joseph, Missouri and ate lunch at Five Guys and ran into some other Mississippi State fans, which was fun. They were everywhere, you know. And so we got to Omaha about 2:30 And I had checked in my room at like, I don't know, 5:15 in the morning while I was in Springfield on the app.
Yeah.
So the room was ready, and it was so much fun. I don't know when I've done anything that I loved as much in the moment as that. Mm. Like, it was so great. Our hotel was about a mile from the stadium. And so I thought, well, if it's really hot, that walk may be too much. Like, you don't want to just be sweating bullets by the time you get to the game. But we got to that first game Sunday night. We were playing Texas.
Yeah.
And it was maybe like 82 degrees, but there was a constant wind. Uh-huh. There was a moment where I thought, if I had a sweatshirt, I wouldn't mind it. Like,
which is really saying something.
I mean, it's really saying something. But it was like, the weather was so great. The environment was so great because, of course, there were so many State fans there. The game, like, even in the middle of the game, I looked at Alex and I said, we will never see pitching like this in person in our lifetime. Like, we're never going to see a game like this one. Will Bednar was pitching for State. Ty Madden was pitching for Texas. Mm-hmm. And they were both just lights out. It was so great. Yeah. And anyway, but we won. And then we stayed until Tuesday. The reason why we went that first weekend was because I was like, well, at least we know we'll see two games, because even if we lost that first game, we would still play another one.
Yeah.
So, but I had friends there. And so we went to dinner on Monday night with my friend Emma Kate, who was my roommate at State. And then we met the next day for lunch, our friend Catherine, who was our other roommate our senior year. It was just fun and easy.
So fun.
And God, it was so good. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday was a little bit hotter at the game, but was one of my favorite Mississippi State wins ever, because we just could not get anything going.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the eighth inning, we rallied, and it was just a blast. And we ended up going across the street. State's hotel is the Hilton. We ended up going across the street after the game. And it was just like a big pep rally over there. And I ran into, a friend of mine that I went to State with, Stacy, whose son plays for State. And it was fun to see her. And I don't know, it was so easy. Omaha is really so lovely. Like, I was not prepared for what just a pretty place it is. I love that it didn't get dark until like 9:30 at night. It was just... Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. So,
It's a great, it's been like 30 years since I went, but 30 years ago when I went, I just remember the whole thing felt like a carnival the whole time. Yeah. Like, everybody's so happy to be there.
Yes.
You know, it's so fun. You're there with all people who are passionate about baseball and their schools. And it was just such a great cross section of life. Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you about Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics believes in a bigger than beauty mission. I love this because they get that there's more to skincare products and beauty products than just the way we look. It's about a mission to make the lives of women better, to make a difference in the world. And this is why I think Thrive Cosmetics is so awesome. Here are some other reasons why I think they're amazing. Thrive Cosmetics products are made with clean, high-performance, skin-loving ingredients. Their clinically proven formulas not only highlight your best features, they actually improve your skin over time. All Thrive Cosmetics products are formulated without parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. Thrive Cosmetics never test on animals. Their Leaping Bunny and PETA certified is 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Thrive Cosmetics has a bold mission that's truly bigger than beauty. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive. For example, women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. My personal favorite is the Thrive Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Y'all have heard Sophie and I talk about this. It is really the best mascara I've ever tried. It stays on all day. I wore it at the pool last week. It never comes off until you actually want it to come off.
I just survived graduation and all of these things where I cried real tears, and it lasted the entire time. Plus, it instantly creates the look of lash extensions because it's an award-winning, best-selling mascara that's powered by technology that doesn't clump, it doesn't flake, it doesn't smudge. It dramatically lengthens, it fortifies every lash from root to tip, and it has an orchid stem cell complex that encourages and supports longer, healthier looking lashes, powered by plant stem cell technology. Y'all know that that is my love language. I also love the Brilliant Eye Brightener that I've been using just as an eyeshadow over the summer just to brighten up my eyes and just give them a little bit of color. There's a Bright Balance 3-in-1 cleanser that's great, and this Liquid Balm lip treatment is so moisturizing. It's the perfect thing to put on my lips throughout the day. I love everything about Thrive Cosmetics. Their products are truly the best I've ever used, and their Bigger Than Beauty mission is so inspiring. You're going to love them as much as I do. Visit thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo for 15% off your first order. This is an exclusive offer, and you can only get it here. That's Thrive, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 15% off your first order. Thrivecosmetics.com.
So here's my question. When you drive from Birmingham to Omaha, because this is what I remember, is I remember we drove from College Station to Omaha, and it was like once you hit the end of the Texas border, it was like essentially we drove through just one long, endless cornfield until all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing. And yeah. I was in a car with, I think, like 6 girls. And I remember at one point, like we all had to go to the bathroom so bad. And we're like, we're literally in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Like there's nothing. It's crazy when you get through middle America. So was it same when y'all drove?
Well, so when we drove to Omaha, we drove to Memphis and then over the bridge to Arkansas. And so we were in like Arkansas Delta country for a while where it's just like soybeans, you know, for a long time, but it was beautiful. And then so the way it took us into Missouri was really like surprisingly so hilly. I was not prepared for that. And curvy. Oh my gosh, it was curvy. I even called David at one point and I said, will you please look where we are on Life 360 and tell me, like, does this straighten out? And we were even on some 2-lane roads for a while, but it got us to Springfield more quickly than if we had gone to St. Louis first.
Then
when we got up the next morning on Sunday morning and we drove, it was just 5 hours from Springfield to Omaha, but a significant portion of that, I would say, was cornfields and like a lot of corn, so much corn. My goodness at the corn. Like to the point where we had discussions about how long does it take to plant all that corn?
Yeah.
How do you ever harvest all that corn? I mean, it's so, so much farmland, but really beautiful, but just a lot. And we had talked about how on the way, because we had gone through, you know, we drove to Memphis and then we were in such flat Arkansas land, but then it got really hilly as we got into Missouri. It had felt like, you know, the topography changed a lot, but not Sunday morning. Sunday morning was flat and it was, you know, it was just, like you said, one field after another. We came home a different way. We woke up Wednesday morning. And listen, I like to think that I'm a level-headed individual. Oh, there she is. I like to think that I'm pretty steady, but I was really sad about leaving. Like I was just, because, you know, we knew State would play again on Friday. But we needed to get back. We had friends coming to town on Thursday. So we had decided that we were going to drive all day Wednesday.
Okay.
And that was an experience. I mean, we got up, we left Omaha, probably we were on the road at 8:00.
Okay.
And we got home about 11:30.
Golly.
And it was, okay, we're in Kansas City. Okay, we're in St. Louis, you know, and I detoured a little bit through downtown St. Louis so Alex could see the arch because he'd never seen it. And then it was just like, well, now we've got to get to Nashville. And so once we got to Nashville, I felt like I've driven that so many times. I felt like, well, now I can push through.
Yeah.
But it was a long day in the car to be going in the opposite direction of the college.
Yeah, to not be excited. Yeah. Yeah, to not have something fun that's, you know, just to be home. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But we did it. And I listened to, I have to say, I t- talked to Jamie Golden before I left, and I was like, I need some podcast recommendations. Mm-hmm. You know, what you got? Well, she told me about several, and I listened to everything she told me to listen to. But the one that I listened to coming home, I started it, I guess, when we were around St. Louis. It's called Tom Brown's Body.
Yes.
Listen.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Which is produced by Texas Monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it is the story of a 18-year-old boy who disappears in a small West Texas town called Canadian, Texas, which mm-hmm. continually, the whole podcast, it threw me every time I would hear Canadian, because I would, I wouldn't orient myself in the right direction.
Yeah.
But, anyway, it's hosted by Skip Hollandsworth, and it is fantastic. It is some of the best storytelling. Like, when I finished it, I don't remember where I was. I was somewhere, I think I was in Alabama when I finished it.
Mm-hmm.
But I left Jamie a Voxer and was like, oh my gosh, I need to talk about it. Like, I need to process it. It is some of the most compelling, insightful, but compassionate storytelling I have heard in a minute. It is so great. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes. It really, like, I think I was starting to get really tired around St. Louis, because of course I feel like I didn't sleep great the whole trip, because you're just, mm-hmm. it's just like a big
your adrenaline.
For sure. Mm-hmm. It's just like a wave of adrenaline. And it really, like, I got so into it. It really brought me home, but it's one of my favorite things I've ever listened to.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's funny, because I've had it on my list because Gully listened to it. She and John did a trip out to like Marfa and all of that, mm-hmm. Alpine and everything. And she was like, you've got to listen to it. And so, because one of their friends actually grew up in Canadian.
Okay.
And so was like, it's a whole thing. So anyway, it has been on my list, but I've heard multiple people rave about it. So the next time I have a car trip, which I'm about to have a lot of car trips.
Yes, you are.
That's on my list.
I can't say enough about it, just in terms of, it's one of those things where, you know, it's a true story, but the people who are involved in that true story are real characters, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm,
there was just a lot there to work with. But the way that, I think in that situation, there's a way you could tell that story that would be really, I mean, Skip Hollandsworth could have easily really slammed some people in that, mm-hmm. but he really let them tell their stories, and he was just your objective narrator, you know, I'm mm-hmm. just going to present all the different sides of things. And so you could analyze it from so many different angles. I thought it was phenomenal. So
okay.
Highly recommend.
Okay, that's so good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey y'all, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about FabFitFun. If you have listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know that I am a product junkie. I love getting new products. I love trying new products. I love discovering something new. And that's why I love FabFitFun. Recently, a friend had asked me about subscription boxes and if I thought they were worth it. And to me, FabFitFun is truly the best investment for the quality of products you receive. Summer is here and life is back to normal. Hallelujah. I've already spent days out by the pool. I've had fun nights out with friends, and I cannot wait for more of that over the next couple of months. Y'all know that FabFitFun has sponsored the Big Boo Cast for some time now, but this season is different because they're now the only subscription box that's 100% customizable. This new perk is only available to annual members, which is one more great reason to go sign up for the yearly subscription. You can find great deals on top brands up to 70% off. That is no exaggeration. I have found the best skincare things. There's a Dr. Brandt Skincare Pores No More Purifying Cleanser that I love right now. There's a Flight Mode High Altitude Hydration Mask that I used after I'd been out at the pool all last week, and it made my skin immediately look better and feel better. They have the cutest Ray Dunn guacamole and salsa bowls with little spoons that are so perfect for entertaining, and the cutest little pineapple ice molds that are going to help me get through the Texas heat because I can put pineapple-shaped ice in my drinks. I love that FabFitFun lets me try different products for what the price of one is normally. I've found everything from a new perfume I love to a painless hair remover to the softest house slippers ever. And in the summer box, I just got this Corksicle wine tumbler that I used by the pool. I love it so much. There are so many products I've discovered that are now really part of my daily routine thanks to FabFitFun. You can order your summer box today. Sign up now so you can snag amazing products like the Society 6 Outdoor Blanket or this incredible detox shampoo and scalp massager that saved my hair when I got back from being out at the pool all last week. You can customize your box today. And right now, by visiting www.fabfitfun.com, you can receive all of this for 50% off your first box. Just use coupon code BIGBOO. Again, that's coupon code BIGBOO for 50% off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. But hurry, because this amazing deal won't last long.
So what about you? So I had podcasts driving back from Omaha and to Omaha. What did you have as you sat beside the pole at La Cantera?
I had saved. Gully had told me she had let me borrow. She said, I just finished reading a book. And she was, it was while she was on her trip. And she said, I'm reading this book. She said, I love it so much. And she said, it's called Giver of Stars. And I was like, okay. And I said, what's it about? And she said, it's about a rural mobile librarian in the 1920s in Kentucky. And I was like, I'm going to need you to sell it better. This doesn't sound like, I was like, it's not that I don't trust you. It's just that the premise doesn't necessarily sound exciting.
Right. Yeah. You don't really get the initial sort of conflict that might.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what is this about to be? But I'm telling you, it's by JoJo Moyes, who wrote Me Before You.
Yes.
But it's totally different. But I loved it. It's one of my favorite books I've read, and I don't know how long.
I love that. It
was such a great story, because what you see is it was everything I wanted. It's a story of friendship and female friendship and these women who kind of become bound together, as they have this library and they're trying to make this thing happen. And then you've got, there's a love story. Actually, there's like two different love stories, and to follow those, and the characters were also likable and you were cheering for them. And it was just a really, really good book. So,
okay.
I think it was what I needed. It was the kick that got me back into, cause I was like, now I've started a new book and I'm like, okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So, you needed something to kind of propel you back into your routine.
And it was such a good one that, like, I couldn't quit thinking about it. You know, like, it stayed with me. So, because you love the characters and I was worried about them, and it was great writing and it was great storytelling. And so, it was really good. Now, one thing I did forget to tell about our trip to La Cantera. So when we were out there, I guess it was the first night, it was about 9:30 at night, and Caroline and I had gone to eat dinner, and we got back and we were like in our pajamas in our hotel room, and the fire alarm starts going off.
Oh no.
And so Caroline immediately, because she's Perry Shankle's daughter, I hear the fire alarm going off and I'm like, it's not a real fire. I mean, it's, that's always my, I don't know why. Like, I'm like,
it's one of those fake fires.
This is a malfunction. Yeah. This isn't really happening. So, but Caroline immediately like gets up, starts putting clothes on, getting dressed. She's like, Mom. And I said, it's not really. She goes, this is how people die in fires. She was like, we need to go. And I was like, okay. So I had my pajamas on, which were like these like kind of short pajama set from Target. So I was like, okay, I think these are decent. So I had those on. I had brought my house shoes with me, but I was like, okay, I need to put on a bra. So I put on my bra and then I took off my house shoes and I put on my gold aerosol slides that you and I both have you told me about.
Uh-huh.
I decided that those were really, I didn't want to go out. So I'm willing to go out in public with all these people at the hotel in my pajamas, but not in my house shoes. So I'm going to put on my gold slides with my pajamas.
Yes. This makes total sense.
Caroline also said, and you also took your hair down and kind of like fluffed it out. So like that your hair would look better. And so we walked out into the hall and you could see a lot of people standing around just like I was, where they were all like, I don't think there's really a fire, you know, like this is whatever. And so, and there was one couple down the hall and I felt terrible for them because they had a brand new baby. And I thought, you would want to like kill somebody because you're like, the mom was like covering that baby's ears. So anyway, we went back in the room, but then Caroline had a lot of laughter at my expense when she said, so you put on those gold wedges with your pajamas.
Just scuffed on out. Just scuffed on out. Fluff that hair.
She said, your hair didn't look any better down than it had looked up. She said, it's a mess. And she said, "You're in your pajamas, but you put on those gold slides." And I said, I don't know what to tell you. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, and why? Like, I mean, I had just normal flip-flops. I had other shoes that would have been, but it was like, no, I think these are, if I'm wearing my pajama shorts, these really make my legs look better.
I just need a little heel. If you'll just leave me alone, I just need a little bit of a heel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if this hotel's going to burn down, what everybody's really going to be focused on is, what does that 50-year-old woman look like in her pajama shorts? How is that?
Mm-hmm. So, I know. It's, you know, we're so weird. When I was meeting Catherine and Emma Kate for lunch on Tuesday, and it was pretty warm that Tuesday, but we were meeting, our hotel was right across from the area of town called Old Market, which is, you know, like it appears to be like an old warehouse district that's been revitalized, but all the streets are brick. So what would have served me well in that situation would have been just to put on my tennis shoes, right? Like, but I also had to put on my gold wedges. And I don't know if you've done a lot of walking in wedges on an uneven brick street situation, but I was like, this was so dumb. Like, why did I feel like I needed to really make sure to have on cute shoes to walk on these brick streets? I don't understand myself.
It makes no sense. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense. But I'm with you, because I was going to do that for a fire drill. Mm-hmm. So, but I thought, it's a testament to how much I love those shoes, because I was going to leave my computer and all kinds of things behind, but I put those shoes on.
Do people ask you about them everywhere you go?
Yes. People love them.
I know. Same.
I mean, yeah. And you know, it's funny, because when I got them in, when I opened them out of the box, I was like, and then you put them on, there's something about the way they look on that I feel like, just, I don't know. And they're such a good color, because they're not super shiny.
Right. They're kind of, they're just matte enough.
Yeah.
But they're so comfortable. Golly, they're comfortable.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm a big fan of those.
Hey y'all, by now you've probably heard me talk about PROS, the world's most personalized hair care. And just in case you haven't, I wanted to make sure that you know how I feel about it. Spoiler alert, it is the real deal and I love it. I'm so picky about the products I use. I think you know that about me. And since I've been using PROS, I've noticed my hair is shinier, it's smoother, and it doesn't look damaged on the ends, which is so important when you have longer hair. I love using the PROS hair mask once a week before I shampoo, and it has made such a noticeable difference in the health of my hair, and I love knowing I'm doing something good for my hair, because I ask a lot of it between all the heat and products I use on a regular basis. Plus, I love the lavender mint smell of the mask, shampoo, and conditioner. PROS knows that there's more to you than just your hair type, which I love. PROS has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. I love an online quiz to help formulate a product that's specific to my needs, so it's not just generic. Because PROS ask questions like, where do you live, to determine what your water's like? How much do you exercise? How often do you wash your hair? It's so thorough that I felt certain they would get my custom formula right for my hair, and they did. With their algorithm and over 50 billion formula combinations, PROS determines a unique blend of ingredients to treat your exact hair concerns. PROS also has a review and refine feature that lets you tweak your formulas for any reason, like if you change your address, your hair color, your diet. I haven't had to use it because my formula has really been so great, but it's nice to know that I can if something changes in my lifestyle or my routine. Recently, PROS launched custom hair supplements that help your hair grow longer, stronger, and thicker in 90 days. So anyone with thinning hair or a bad haircut that they want to grow out, or bangs they accidentally got, this one is for you. If you're not 100% positive PROS is the best hair care you've had, they'll take back all the products, no questions asked. PROS is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to PROS.com/BigBoo. That's PROSE.com/BigBoo for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off. So that happened while we were gone. And then, of course, at the end of our stay, what happened was the Free Britney stuff.
Oh, gosh. Listen.
And so I have spent a lot of time doing a lot of research on what is happening with Britney.
Mm.
And none of it's good. I'll tell you that.
I didn't realize until last night, I think we'd been texting about it, that there was an ABC News thing that I had missed that's on Hulu. Like, there was a documentary several months ago that I watched.
Yeah.
And then there's an ABC News thing that I haven't watched yet, but I saw that last night. I'll have to watch it. But
And it's just a short, they do like a 10-minute thing on Brittany. Okay. So it's kind of just the update of what happened last week about her giving the testimony to the judge and what's happening. But I'm like, y'all, things are not good for Brittany. What is happening?
And I told you, like, when I watched the documentary a few months ago, and since then, I have felt so convicted about my just, not that I was intentionally cold when she seemed to be going through such a difficult mm-hmm. time several years ago, but I was strangely content, like, to just accept whatever fodder was being circulated about all that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yes. I think that I didn't look at that like, this is somebody who is in a really difficult situation and mm-hmm. who has been really mistreated by all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention what's going on behind closed doors. And so mm-hmm. it has really made me think a lot about the way that we can dehumanize people.
Yeah.
You know, who are struggling, and how collectively we can kind of make up our minds that it's okay for us to dehumanize yeah. people who are struggling.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's really sad. And I'm really hopeful that there is something happens that can turn that around.
Yeah, I know. I hope so too. I feel like this is me giving a side eye to Justin Timberlake.
I'm just saying. Didn't go over well when he tried to weigh in a few days ago.
It really didn't. And I thought back now, like, to the, and maybe it's because I have a teenage daughter now, and right. I know Brittany was older than a teenager when all that happened, but not when she was dating Justin. But it's that whole thing of, I'm like, to make a whole video and just let everybody speculate and, buddy, there are two people in every relationship. And I don't know, the way he just was free to let her hang her out to dry. I'm like, and you know that I have loved Justin Timberlake.
But for sure.
I'm giving him a side eye right now for that.
So, and it makes you see the way, I mean, we do it in all kinds of ways, you know, I mean, it's yeah. not just with Brittany. It's not just that situation. And I just, for some reason, over the last few months have really felt some certainty that I did not process that whole thing correctly on the, yeah. the front end.
Yeah. And I think it's when you get to know, because I do think that's the whole thing, like with Caroline, and I look at Caroline and her people in her age group and her peers and like going off to college, where you're like, when you're that age, I don't care if you're a multimillionaire pop star or an average kid, like you're learning and growing and changing and processing a lot. And you're kind of just doing the best you can. Mm-hmm. And like, nobody handles that. I would not want People Magazine to do an expose on me between the ages of
sure.
17 and 25, you know, yeah. because you make a lot of mistakes and you do a lot of dumb stuff and you hurt people and you don't mean to. It's just, you're just trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I will keep my, my ears open and my eyes open for what comes next with that. But Melanie has really been, as she often is, she has really sussed out some good sources on all of this and has
yes.
provided good access to information. And I just hate it. I hate it for her. Mm-hmm. I hate it for her family. I hate it for her kids.
Yeah.
I just hate it all the way around.
I know. So I felt like that was one of my things of the week. I felt like my second thing, and we don't need to elaborate on this, but I'm just also saying the other side eye that I'm giving this week is to the NCAA on their decision to disqualify NC State from the College World Series. Listen. We would be remiss in not discussing that. And here's my whole thing about it. No matter how you feel about the COVID, whatever, pick a lane is what I'm going to yeah. say. You got to pick a lane. Are we going to pack the stands with 22,000 people who we have not tested or whatever, and then penalize our athletes who are healthy? Or are we going to have empty stands and we're going to be super strict? Like, pick yeah. your lane, NCAA.
Yeah.
I just feel like it was really unfortunate. And I'm sick for those NC State players.
I'm sick for the NC State players. We were actually at their hotel when we were there. I mean, it was the mm-hmm. NC State hotel. And so we just saw them, you know, from afar as they would, mm-hmm. you know, kind of walk in and out, going to batting practice and stuff like that. But I'm with you, just consistency wise, it's better for everybody if we can just be really clear. So to have been there and to have been in that stadium and to have, I mean, and listen, we enjoyed it, you know, being in a big sporting environment
yes.
like that, you know, it was delightful. But it does, I don't know. As Alex has said, he feels like maybe just, no offense to Vandy, but just because of how they've gotten to the championship. And listen, they're an excellent baseball team, taking nothing away from their skill, but we may be a little bit of America's team as we head, we head into these finals.
I agree. And it takes a lot of work to get to that. I mean, like, I don't think people can appreciate, well, maybe some people can, I don't mean to, but I'm like, I just feel like as somebody who has loved baseball, and you know this, like, to get to that point, like to get to the College World Series, the amount of pitching you have to have, the amount of luck you need to have, the amount of things that you need to go right. It just is, it's a tremendous effort. And to get that far and not have the chance to play, I just think it's awful.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, they beat Arkansas at home to get there. After when, I mean, after they lost their first game, like 105-4, you know, I mean, that really was like 21-2 or something like that, their first game against Arkansas. So they, I mean, they have been a really hot postseason team. I don't know. It's, I hate it for them. And I can't imagine how heartbreaking it's going to be for them. Even to see the first game tonight with us and Vanderbilt, just the what if of somebody said that they should make it, that Jack Leiter, who's Vandy's pitcher, who's going to start tonight, that he should have to go out yesterday and just throw 100 pitches.
Yeah.
Like just to, just to even it up. Cause Vandy got an extra day to rest their arms and just to rest. So I don't know.
It matters.
I will say when State came back, you know, when we had that game on Tuesday night, we played Virginia and we couldn't get anything going. I mean, like, you know, it was just godly. It was boring. Like the first 7 innings of that game were just boring. And we were sitting there. And then when we scored finally, like my phone just, you know, it just lit up. It was, it was you. It was, you know, friends from here. And anyway, but one of the people was Gully, who texted me and was just so excited. And I really did feel some kinship with y'all, just because of how we overreact sometimes in sporting things. Cause I really like, I jumped up and down so hard. I wet my pants.
Yeah. And I've been there, sister. I've been there.
And you just got to roll with it. You know, what are you going to do? You just, well, here we are. I was so excited going into the first game last Sunday night that I was, I mean, like we had seats. We had, we were on row 14, seats 1 and 2, but I was so eager to get there that I was like kind of jogging down the steps and got the edge of my shorts caught on the arm of a chair and I ripped those suckers like, and just was like, well, you know what? Nobody's going to be scandalized by this. We're just going
to roll with it. Worth it. This is sports when you're an older woman and it's worth it.
It is.
I mean, it is what it is. You got to take your pants had to take the L, you know? I mean,
they did. And the Bulldogs got the W. So there you have it.
And that's what matters.
Okay. So it's your turn for 5 favorites.
I have 5 favorites this week. I had been kind of making a list in my head, which I forgot some of them. So I'm just going to go with the 5 that I remember.
Okay.
But my very first one is one that I have loved over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And it is our friend Erin Moon.
Yes.
Created a Spotify playlist that she named Creating Drama in My Healthy Marriage.
Yes. Songs that make you mad.
Yes.
That make you have some feelings that may have nothing to do with your personal circumstances.
No, but it, in terms of something to listen to in the Texas heat when you're out walking and you need to find your motivation, it is gold. Like, it is the best, like, breakup playlist ever.
So good.
It's every song that you could want. I mean, like, it's funny because I would even, when I first started listening to it, because I didn't want to look at the list of songs before because I just wanted to be surprised. And like, I would be like, you know what needs to be on here? And then like, that'd be the next song that came on. And I was like, this, it's like she got inside my head and it's the best playlist. If you need like a workout or something to really just yell loudly in your car, It's just really good. So
I am such a fan of anytime anybody does a thoughtfully curated playlist, particularly with a theme.
I'm a fan. Well done. Well done, Erin Moon. Mm-hmm. So that is my first one. The second one is, so a while back, and I had kind of been waiting, this has been several months back, but a podcast listener, and I am worried I'm not going to pronounce her name right, but I think it's Devana.
Okay.
Is her name. And she owns this Vita Bella Spa. And so she messaged me and said, I would love for you to try some of our products.
Okay.
And, you know, yeah. So... Sure.
I'm sorry, I don't like products.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, I don't really use a lot of skincare products. But she sent me a bunch of different stuff. But the two to me, there are two that I think are real standouts that I will purchase again. And one is the Vita Bella, and it's this weekly glow exfoliator.
Oh.
And I don't really even understand how it works. It's the weirdest thing, but you put it on, it's like a gel kind of substance, and you use it once a week, and you put it on dry, like on your, with your face dry, and you just keep rubbing and like massaging it into your face until all of a sudden you can feel all this dead skin peeling up under it. Like you feel it.
This is, again, if there were a product.
Yes. It's so satisfying. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Designed with your name on it. It's this one.
Yeah. But so you just kind of massage it in, and like, it doesn't, there's no stinging, there's no burning, there's no, but you can just tell it's really, but it's, the whole thing is it doesn't have any, it's not gritty. Like it's just this gel. And then all of a sudden everything starts to exfoliate, and then you rinse it off with warm water. And I'm telling you, to me, it's like a noticeable difference how like bright my skin looks.
I love
after
that.
I use it. Okay. Yeah, I really like it. And then the other thing she sent me, I'm putting these in, this just is all both same category.
Okay.
But I really love, and you know, I love my Ulta MD sunscreen, but she sent me theirs, and it's this Vita Bella. It's called Vita Shade Sunscreen, mm-hmm. and it's got a little bit of a tint to it.
Oh.
But it seems, it's almost reminds me of the Revision IntelliShade, where it's almost like it's intuitive to match your skin.
Okay.
Almost like the tint. And it doesn't feel thick when you put it on, but there's something, like I used it out at Lock and Terra last week. There's something about it that feels like, oh, this isn't moving off my skin. Like it, like even in the water, even when I sweat, even in like at the end of the night, I felt like I had to use my Pons to like get it off.
Okay.
So, but it gives you like kind of a nice, it's like a matte finish, but doesn't look super dry or chalky. I just really, really like it.
Do you use it on your face and your body, or just...
Just on your face.
Just on your face.
Okay. Yeah, just face. Gotcha. But I really like it. So if you're looking for a good sunscreen, I really like this one. And I'm really picky about my sunscreen, but I just thought it was really good.
Okay.
So then the third thing is also a beauty product that I have been experimenting with for a while, but I wanted to make sure that I really liked it. So you know how I feel about my eyelash serums.
Yes.
It's a big thing for me.
Yes, it is.
And I've always been a Revitalash or Revitabrow. But then I started seeing all these influencers talking about the Dime Beauty Eyelash Boost Serum. Here's the deal. It's substantially less than Revitalash. Like, I mean, I think normally, like, this is not a paid advertisement, and so I don't have a discount code for you. But, like, all the cool influencers recently just had, like, 30% off.
Okay.
I couldn't find that code right now for y'all, but just know they do 30% off a lot. But it's the Dime Beauty Eyelash Boost Serum. So full price, it's $44. So
that's not bad. That is not bad.
And then you can get your 30% off if you wait for all the cool influencers to be like, y'all can get 30% off the Dime. You know, I put on my extra small tank top because I needed it to be roomy. And
right.
I used my eyelash serum. But you can get 15% off, I think, if you sign up for their emails. But I've been using it like a month now. And here's what I'm going to say. There's something about it that is making my eyelashes, they're growing very uniformly. Like I feel like other serums, like sometimes they would grow long, but they would get a little wonky.
Okay.
And this is like making them fan out like really nicely.
Well, I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah. So, but for $44, because Revitalash, I mean, you would get it on sale, but I mean, it's like $100.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's pricey.
And yeah. And this tube is every bit as big. So it'll last you a while. So that's my other one.
Okay.
The other thing, and this was, I found through another, somebody else was talking about them, but they're these no bend hair clips. And they're just like little like hair clippies. Like, I mean, I remember my nanny used to have them to put like her sleeping cap on at night.
Yes.
Over her set hairdo. So yes. They're kind of like that. But they don't they don't crease your hair. So you can use them just to like clip your hair back if you're like putting on makeup or doing whatever. But I like to use them because I've noticed I kind of have a weird like cowlick thing, and I have to really work to get my bangs to, or not my bangs, but you know, the two upper parts of my hair to separate the way I want them to separate and not weird. And so if I put these in and like keep them in while I'm like doing my makeup and stuff, it really like sets that part of my hair the way I want it to be.
Okay. I'm looking at these right now. I just clicked on the link.
Like $8.
Yes. And that is really a throwback to, you know, like mama when she would put a shower cap on or something and she wanted to make sure it didn't budge or.
Yeah. Yeah. So they kind of, but something about them, but they don't bend. So they don't create a crease. But they just create that. They give you kind of where you want your waves to be.
Okay.
So I really like them.
That's a good find.
Yeah. So that's that. And then my fifth and final thing is something that I put on Fashion Friday like 2 weeks ago, but I ordered it for myself, which I don't always do with Fashion Friday, but I felt like I would like it, is the Free People Pretty Cozy Maxi Dress.
It's so cute.
Nordstrom Rack has it on sale. I think originally it was like $128 or maybe even $170, and it's on sale for $90. I got it in this blue color. I will tell you, it runs super big. So like I got the extra small, and like that's the smallest it comes, and I could have still gone down a size. I mean, like it runs super big, but it's long. I just love it so much. It's super breezy. Like I wore it to church yesterday. It's cool. It's comfortable. I think in the fall, like, cause it buttons all the way down the front. Like, I think I would wear it even open with like jeans and boots and wear it like a kimono type thing.
Cute. I would have never thought of that.
Yep. But I think it's really cute. And so, and it also comes in like a brown color, which is really more of a burnt orange. So for our Longhorn fans who are no longer in Omaha, you could perhaps buy that to make yourself feel better.
I just felt a cloud rolling. whoo. Golly, the shade, really.
I know. I can't help it.
I know. Listen, nobody was more on my side when State played Texas than you and Golly. Nobody.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because we feel strongly.
Yeah.
It's like, who do we want to win? Not them. Yeah, you know, like it doesn't even. So.
Hey, I'm going to tell you though, I'm looking at it. That burnt orange color is so cute. Okay, let me ask you this. Where it has the little cutouts at the top, though, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, what's that situation?
It's really not bad. So here's the thing that you can't see from the picture, and I wore it yesterday, is the armholes on it are big. So you kind of need to wear a tank top under it no matter what.
Gotcha.
Even the extra small, like it shows. So like I just wore a white tank top under it yesterday. And then you just can kind of see it, but it's not. You know, so then I still just wore a normal bra, a white tank top, and then it covers where the armholes are and stuff.
I really like that ecru. I think that's really cute.
I really like all the colors. There's really not a bad color. And I think when you think about wearing it like a, you know, that it could be so versatile that you could wear it as a dress or as a kimono situation.
Yes.
I just think it's really cute. And I think all those colors are just great for fall.
I do too.
So it's just really, really pretty. And so, but I would seriously say, cause like in most stuff, if I were going to order a normal dress, I would usually be a medium. And Free People, I always know that it's going to run big, but this runs. So like for sure size down one, if not two.
Okay.
But it's really cute and that's a great price on it.
Okay. That's a great find.
Yeah. So those are my favorites for the week.
Thanks so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. And let's just say go Bulldogs, because tonight, so y'all got a big week. You got a big, big week.
We got a big week. Tonight we play Vanderbilt at 6:00. Mm-hmm. And my sister texted me this morning and said, are you nervous? And I don't even know how I feel. I don't even know how I feel. Like I don't know how to, I feel like they'll be pretty loose. They tend to have played pretty loose this whole postseason.
Yeah.
With the exception of the two games in Hoover. But I will say somebody, you know, we got run-ruled both games in Hoover.
Yeah.
And so run-ruled. Mm-hmm. And then so to come back and to move through the regionals and the super regional and now to be in the championship series at Omaha, I feel good about how the Bulldogs have rallied.
Yeah,
but
you should.
They're such a fun team.
They are. That's part of, like, because I've been watching them, you know, and mm-hmm. it's kind of, I didn't really know much about them because, you know, you just don't know a whole lot about your team that's not your team, you mm-hmm. know. But, like, watching them, I was like, well, you can't help but love this team. It was like, I think it was Peter Burns on Twitter said they're kind of like an adult league softball team. Yeah. Like, they're just, they're loose. You kind of feel like, you know, they haven't, but you're like, they could have had a couple beers before the game, you know, like, just mm-hmm. they're dancing, they're having a good time. And I think it's why watching them, like, you, I kind of never really worried about them because yeah. I was like, I feel like when you're playing that loose, like, oh, you're going to come back from whatever's happening. Like, yeah. you're going to be okay. So,
well, I hope they do well. You know, you never know. Yeah. We've never, I mean, to have been to the College World Series as much as we have, we've never won it. And so, mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be fun. And I felt like our last game against Texas, the, you know, in that last semifinal game,
yeah,
I just thought the way it ended where, you know, we had a, we got on base because we got hit by a pitch.
Yeah.
And Callum Clark got hit by a pitch. And then we put Braylon Skinner in to run for Callum, who, yes. and Braylon rarely plays, but when he does, he plays left field, but he's really fast. And then we send a pinch hitter in to bat for mm-hmm. the guy that normally bats ninth. I mean, you got two guys who rarely, who yeah. aren't in the starting lineup, who win that game. And
yeah.
so I always love that kind of stuff, you know, because as yeah. much as you tell, you know, I know you've told Caroline, I've told Alex, every role is important, every person yeah. matters. When you see it play out like that, it's super fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was such a great way to win the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, just so exciting. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great. So I can't wait to see. I feel good. I told you, I feel invested. You know, Saturday night when it went to, when, you know, y'all were down and then y'all came back and tied it up and then Texas came in and hit their 2-run home yeah. run. And, you know, and I had felt like I had texted you and said, why I felt like y'all should have put Sims in, you know,
yeah.
I thought, see, now I'm invested because now I know.
Like, that's right.
Where's I have my players that I need to see. What did Rowdy think about that?
What did how Rowdy, did Rowdy think?
Feel about? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how did what did Tanner Allen think?
That's like right. I appreciate it. They're just a ton of fun to watch, and yeah. I wouldn't take anything for seeing those two games with Alex. Oh. It was just a blast. We had, and listen, this is too much to get into, but we had some really obnoxious Virginia fans a few rows down from us. And so mm-hmm. what was so glorious about that Tanner Allen home run was that they sat down. They sat down.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
I know not all yeah. Virginia fans are obnoxious. We just lucked into a couple who were really outspoken. So
yeah, that's kind of what happens. Well, it's kind of how I felt like, and I know that y'all ended up losing that game, but it's kind of how I felt when they showed that Texas fan in his jean shorts drinking out of his shoe when he poured that beer in his shoe and drank it, which I'm like, sir, we've been in a pandemic and that feels real disgusting
yeah.
on a lot of levels. But then, and they kept showing him and I was like, what are we doing? Yeah. And I did laugh because that Saturday down south, I sent it to you that they said even this guy drinking Coors Light out of his shoe is less embarrassing than the entire Tom Herman era at University of Texas, which really made me happy. But it was that. And then when y'all came back and rallied and tied it up, I was like, that's why you shouldn't be drinking out of your shoe, that's sir. True.
It didn't work. Well, ultimately, I guess it did because they won the game.
It did. But it didn't short term.
Yeah.
So anyway, it just sports is fun. I like all the stuff.
I do too.
So happy.
It's so fun. So go Dogs. We're going to see how it yeah. goes tonight. And
that's right.
Vanderbilt's always tough and good grief. They've got pitchers. So
yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, we'll see. We'll know by the time we record again.
We will. All right, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, bye everybody.
Bye y'all.